Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right, y'all, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let's do a little social battery check-in. Have you been feeling drained or bursting with energy? With this new job, I know I personally have been teetering between the two. I'm super motivated, but I'm also really drained because I'm not great at setting boundaries. And every time I find myself in a state of overwhelm, it typically comes back to me not being present or self-aware of how I feel in the current moment. When we're so focused outward, it can be really difficult to focus inward. And that's where all the social cues live that tell us when we need breaks or boundaries. But for me, building self-awareness was not a natural thing. It's more natural for me to ignore how I feel. And because my therapist has helped me so much with building self-awareness over time, I've been able to look around and realize that I'm not alone in this feeling. But if you've been thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And hopefully you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Yesterday, I was talking about my personal experiences with healing my inner child. And today I wanted to share some signs that your inner child might need healing as well. Attachment wounds show up in a lot of different ways, but one of the main ways that it's shown up for me in the past is by making me feel very reactive. Whether I'm going completely detached or I'm super irritable by everything, when I'm feeling highly reactive to the world around me, I can kind of tell that my innermost emotional wounds are the ones that are taking over and talking rather than the me in this current moment. Another sign is when we overvalue our independence. And this one was trickier for me to identify because we live in such an individualized society. So being able to take care of yourself and show up for yourself and not ask for help seems like a powerful asset from the outside. But once we start realizing that the reason we don't ask for help is because we don't trust anyone to show up with that help, we can start to recognize just how much we have put on ourselves where it actually should be a community event. But if you've got a lot of past trauma that tells you you can't rely on other people, it's no wonder that we would become hyper-independent. Another sign that our inner child might need healing is if we are dealing with a lot of destructive coping mechanisms. Whether we're drinking too much, or smoking too much, or shopping too much, or cheating, or gambling, or eating too much, or shit, even if we're procrastinating on the things we should be doing too much, those can be some signs that we are avoiding dealing with our inner wounds so that they are actually manifesting as more external symptoms. Another sign might be just our mental health overall. If we are suffering from depression or a lack of motivation, or if we're having trouble sleeping or feeling more anxious, it might actually be because of our past wounds rather than some new experience that we need to learn how to manage. Another sign that we might be dealing with some attachment wounds is if we are repeating patterns in our relationships. Because if we do have attachment wounds, we tend to unconsciously recreate these patterns that we are seeking to fix from our childhood. Whether they're romantic or not, we will essentially repeat our childhood trauma. Whether that means avoiding conflict or being dismissive of a partner or gaslighting ourselves to believing there really aren't problems when there are. Or if you're like me, you might become just anxious in relationships in general. because my fear of abandonment is real. And it makes me hypersensitive to rejection, which makes me see things as rejection that actually aren't. So when I find myself being just fearful in my relationships, I notice that I tend to dote on the partner above all of my own needs as a way to keep them there, as a way to keep them comfortable, as a way to make myself feel in control. When in reality, if I turned my attention back in towards why I'm feeling this way or what originally made me feel this way, it would become a lot more obvious on how I could deal with this situation in the present moment in a way that can actively and effectively bring me back to a more objective reality that allows me to be in the relationship at a pace and a level that feels good to both me and my partner. Because whether we like it or not, we are carrying around our childhoods. Whether we had complex trauma or the simple kind, we're taught to cover those past hurts and feelings because that's what grown-ups do. But unfortunately, that isn't actually how humans work. We must be able to heal the shame from having feelings in general so that we can create safety and security in our body to feel the feelings that made us feel that shame as a child. Because your inner child actually has some positive traits that would help you in your current state. But unfortunately, we often shame and neglect that inner child because of our past experiences so that we are nervous to let them out. That's why I think it's so important to create a safe place for feeling in the present moment and recognize where your past is kind of influencing that feeling of safety so that you can be more receptive and open to that inner curiosity or that inner love that does come from our inner child. It's really just about co-regulation. It's not about regulating only your inner child and only your current self. It's about regulating yourself as a whole person who has had past experiences that don't necessarily need to color the way that you react to the new ones. Instead, you can use those past experiences as guidelines for what you want to feel in the now. And like I mentioned yesterday, the types of inner child work we can and should be doing are infinite, truly. And for some of us, at some times in our life, that might look like formal therapy and journal prompts and deep emotional dives. But for me lately, it's been more about nurturing my creativity, finding the fun in the everyday, and reminding myself that when I let my inner child guide where I am now and how I'm feeling now, it doesn't mean I have to stay in that state. It simply means that I contain multitudes. And I might have several emotions about any given experience. And as long as I'm using those emotions in an appropriate way to guide me moving forward in a more loving and open and kind and receptive way, I don't have to carry the baggage and the weight of feeling like a neglected child with me. Instead, that neglected child can start to feel more nurtured and safe more naturally by letting her come out and speak her mind without shame, without any neglect, but also not take over. Because listening to my inner child is different than letting her steer the ship, but it is the first step in becoming more comfortable with sharing the vessel. Because unfortunately, we're both stuck in this shit together. Either way, I think you're amazing. I love you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, because I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Bye, cutie.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.